Greetings and welcome to the Audio Tidbits Podcast Network. We hope you enjoy the show.
I'm Dr. Gary Crow, and this is How to Matter. Thanks for joining me for this episode of How to Matter. Today, let's focus on anger. Not our anger so much as the anger of other people. When people come at us, when they respond to us, when they try to relate to us through anger, hostility, animosity, negative kinds of feelings, we need to understand that it's a game from the perspective that there are winners and losers. And the likelihood is that if we don't handle it well, we're going to be the loser. We have a couple of options that are pretty obvious. Number one is we can attack back. We can become angry. We can become loud. We can become demonstrative in a pretty negative, hostile kind of way ourselves. Sort of fight fire with fire, if you will. Alternatively, we can withdraw. We can back away. We can capitulate. We can give in. And if either one of those things happen, we lose. If we respond in kind, fight fire with fire, we may overwhelm, overpower, outmaneuver, outtalk the other person. But in that kind of a situation, we're not the winner. We just simply are victorious, which is not quite the same as winning in terms of our thoughts and feelings and interests. If we back away, the same thing happens. We lose. What I would like to suggest is an alternative strategy we might call stand your ground. And the key is to do that firmly, calmly, quietly, that we don't attack back, but by the same token, we don't back off. We maintain the middle ground. We stand our ground. We stand up for ourselves. And through that process, the other person can't win. They can't get us to capitulate or give in. They can't get us to respond in kind. They can pursue it. They can keep trying, but we're not going to come to the bait. So the conclusion is, when confronted by the hostility and anger of other people, by the negativity of other people, the key is not to come to the bait. Stand your ground. As you see, the point is fairly simple. I have what I think is a more elegant way of explaining the stand your ground, hang in there, stick to yourself, stick to your point, stay contained strategy.
The more tranquil a man becomes, the greater is his success, his influence, his power for good. Calmness of mind is one of the beautiful jewels of wisdom, James Allen. Project a calm, conciliatory demeanor, avoiding any tendency to be harsh or abrasive, even when confronted by animosity or hostility from others. At the same time, present an aura of firmness, control, and self-confidence. You are self-contained, neither intruding into the personal space of others nor permitting others to intrude uninvited into yours, thereby letting you process reality without interference or emotional clutter.
Thanks for joining me for this episode of How to Matter. If you would like to get in touch, you can reach me at gac@drgarycrow.com or on Twitter at drgarycrow. You can subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast player, on iTunes, or at my website, www.drgarycrow.com. I hope we have a chance to visit again soon.